My Dear I Wanted to Tell You by Louisa Young. Read by Dan Stevens. Prologue. France, 7th of June 1917, 3:10 a.m. It had been a warm night, summery, quiet as such nights go. The shattering roar of the explosions was so very sudden, cracking through the physicality of air and earth, that every battered skull and every baffled brain within those skulls was shaken by it, and every surviving thought was shaken out. It shuddered eardrums and set livers quivering. It ran under skin, set up counterwaves of blood in veins and arteries, pierced rocking into the tiny canals of the sponge of the bone marrow. It clenched hearts, broke teeth, and reverberated in synapses and the spaces between cells. The men became a part of the noise, drowned in it, dismembered by it, saturated. They were of it. It was of them. They were all used to that. In London, Nadine Waveney, startled from dull pre-dawn somnolence at the night desk, heard the distance-shrouded crumps and thought, for a stark, confused moment, "Is it here? Zeppelins?" She looked up, her face the same low, pale colour as the flame of the oil lamp beside her. Jean scampered in from next door. "Did you hear that?" she hissed. "I did," said Nadine, eyes wide. "France," hissed Jean. "A big un." And she slid away from the doorway again. Nadine thought, "Sweet Jesus, let Riley not be in that."